What's going on, everybody? This is Skyhook, and I have the pleasure of introducing to you the great Ali Terrain. How you doing today, sir?
It's a pleasure and honor to be on your show, beloved Sky, and I'm honored to be here.
Thank you. So I got this message the other day from my boss, Jerry Barrow, my editor at the Urban Daily, and he said to me, I think mostly because he knows I'm at least a vegetarian, that he had this amazing chef, who was a raw vegan chef, who was doing some amazing things within the community and for the world at large, basically, and that you wanted to give tips for Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm telling you now, I jumped at the chance because most people love you guys at Thanksgiving. We know that it's about the turkey and the ham and all the meat stuff for you, but when you're a vegetarian, vegan, especially a raw vegan this time of year, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. It's kind of bad because you get to Thanksgiving dinner and someone inevitably goes, "Hey, we made salad just for you." And no, you put bits. How lovely. So we're really excited to talk to you and to see not just, you know, your cooking tips, but we want to talk to you about the Queen of Fua collaboration within your family, the company that you all have put together, and what it is you're trying to do. So can we get started there? What is the Queen of Fua? What is that all about?
Well, Sky, basically, we as a family have been doing this work of holistic living for, 44 years. My mother, Queen of Fua, is a holistic healer. And through her system, she's written books and developed product system and has had a center at different times throughout the years on for colonics, for massage therapy, for consultations, for people that are suffering from different illnesses. And so she's developed this system, and I was raised as a vegan throughout my journey, my brother and my sister and myself, through her teachings and guidance. And so our foundation, promoting vegan lifestyle for those that are transitioning, is what we do. A lot of our clients that come to us are not just straight vegans. Our clients that come to us are what we call the average American clientele, which is also considered our family, our Southern family, our Caribbean family. Those are the type of people that come to us that are having illnesses. They want an alternative to not just always going to the doctor, or if they go to the doctor, what are some things they can do to transition. So we teach a lot of our clients ways on how they can transition from one lifestyle to another, how they can make holistic living a part of their lifestyle. And also we teach our people that for those that are not necessarily going to give up the meat, but how they can lessen eating as much meat, having more greens, less salt, less white sugars. There's things you can still do if you're going to not let all your meat go, but there's some things you can do to transition. So that's what we promote and teach daily. And so that's our foundation.
Wow, that's a lot. So this is something that just anybody can pick up and run with. You don't have to be necessarily vegetarian, vegan, or any of that. It can just be something you incorporate into your weekly life for health then.
Totally. That's the key. Because my grandmother, for example, my grandma will be turning 90 this year. And about 20 years ago, she injured herself, and she asked my mother what could she do to help recover faster. And my mother told her, begin to take a bath daily. And she told her what to cut back on. Cut back on eating certain meats. My grandma took out of her diet beef and pork, did more chicken and fish. She'd be more green. She worked out at her church. And about 5 years ago, my grandmother injured herself again, and then she asked her daughter once again. And then my grandmother said, you know what? My mother said to her, you know what? What you could do on a basic level, in addition to what I gave you before, you can take our green life formula that we created, which has spirulina, wheatgrass, lecithin, and fusarium husk. Now, that's the one she takes every day, three times, well, at least once a day. And that gives you your natural protein with your water or your juice. And that's something that she can do. But my grandma's not going to just go straight vegan. She's not going to go straight raw. But she eats tofu every so often when I make it. She'll have a salad when I make it. And she makes sure that she's moving around the house to stay healthy. So some of my clients are going to go full, all-out vegan, and some of this transition and want to live healthier, even though they're not going to let go of all the meat.
Wow. So, again, this can be done by anybody, just those, you know, and especially this is probably something to revisit the first of the year when we all make that horrible pledge. on January 1st for, oh, I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to lose the weight this year. This year I'm going to do it. And then, you know, you don't see the results as quickly as you would like and you give up. So this sounds like something easy people can incorporate to get healthy and then probably see some results, at least energy-wise, pretty quickly, no?
I totally agree. I totally agree. New Year's is right around the corner. And we want to what happens during the holidays, Sky, is that Thanksgiving is around the corner, followed by Thanksgiving is Christmas, and then we get drunk for New Year's. And what happens is the average person is going to put around anywhere between 5 to 15 pounds of weight during that time. And also during that time, people are going to be are going through a lot of depression. We're suffering through a lot of constipation, a lot of stress and colds. And so the food is a part of that. The weather is a part of that. It's very cold and, you know, a lot of things. So our bodies are also breaking down. But then we go, we eat whatever. So what happens is we want to begin to provide ways in which we can share with our audience and share with our people around us ways in which people can eat holistically, ways in which people can do certain basic things during the winter in terms of working out, in terms of setting up their kitchen to have certain things. Or if your body breaks down, what can you do on a basic level if you're stuck in the house and it's cold? Like ginger is for circulation, for example. Having garlic is good for killing any parasites in the body, okay? There's certain things you can have in your kitchen that if you get a cold or you get your body breaks down, there's something you can do. And in healthy eating, you want to put these fresh herbs and spices in your food so that as you're enjoying the food, your body's also cleansing and healing, and then the mucus and constipation is not building up in the body.
Nice. Okay, so kind of getting back toward our idea of what can we do for Thanksgiving specifically, what would you recommend that we, as you just said, what can we put in our pantries as staples that we can use to develop, you know, kind of and maybe not the main, you know, some people get there and they're like, wait, who made this or what's in this? I don't want it. And we're talking about, you know, potato salad or something. I'm a potato salad snob. I'll be the first to say it. So I do ask what's in it. So for those who are going to be funky, you know, maybe you have two. Maybe you have this option and that option. So for this healthier option, what would you say we need to have, you know, stocked in our pantries just to make those healthy options even?
Definitely.
What's the main staple?
I told you, to set up the pantry on a basis, before we go into the recipes, just to have and getting ready for the recipe that I'm going to share with you shortly. I'll start first with some of the basic herbs we need to have to prepare ourselves. We want to have cumin, C-U-M-I-N, which is good for relieving of indigestion, stimulating, especially for females. It helps to increase the flow when you're pregnant. For those that are on a basic level for doing cumin, it's good for coughs and bronchitis. You also want to have your oregano, your rosemary, your dill, your garlic, your onion. All of those herbs that I'm mentioning is very good for killing the parasites in the body. It's good for making sure the bacteria is out the body. It's making sure you're relieving headaches and things that we are suffering during this time of the year. So checklist is cumin, oregano, rosemaries, your dills, your garlics, your onions, your cayennes, your sage, your ginger, okay? These are some of your sea salt. These are some of your basics you want to have in your cabinet. In terms of additional equipment you want to have during this time of the year, you want to have a blender to make your smoothies when you're on the go and you're going to work and you also don't want to have to always go out and buy a drink. You can leave for your day having your smoothies, or you come home and have a nice smoothie so you're not overeating. You want to begin to also have your food processor, whether you're eating vegan lifestyle, live food, or just transitioning so that you can try different sauces and you can try different salads. You want to obviously have your cutting board, your knives. In terms of your shopping list, in terms of alternatives, we want to educate and inform people that during this time of the year, food does not have to be boring. So some of the things I'm going to share into these recipes are, for example, those that do their cow's milk and they want to put milk into their recipes, you can do a transition and have your hemp, your soya, your almond, or your sesame milk or coconut milk as an alternative to cow's milk. For cheese, you can have grated tofu, or on the market now, there are different natural cheeses you can get that does not have the milk and does not have the some of the ingredients that cheese has. For white rice, we want to do brown rice. We want to do black rice, white flour, whole wheat flour, spelt flour. These are some of your alternatives you want to have. Instead of having regular salt, you have sea salt. Instead of having white sugar, you want to have agave. You want to have blackstrap molasses. You want to have honey's a little lower frequency than your agave, but agave is a little higher frequency, or stevia. Queen teaches about frequencies of food. There's different levels to food. So we know that the sugars, the white flours, the milks, is at the lower level of frequency. We're talking about the higher level of frequency. You want to have your higher flours, your higher versions of your milks, as well as your sugars. And those are some of the things you want to have in your kitchen to set up your pantry.
Okay. Okay, good. So that just sounds like, you know, you go along and kind of plan to have those things around, then, you know, this can, you know, go over into Christmas, can go over into your New Year's, you know, if you put out a spread for New Year's, you know, and the rest of the year at large. That's great. Okay, so now we're here. We bought the stuff. We got the food processor out. We lugged that out the thing because we don't ever use it. We've got our blender. We got everything sitting here. What are we doing next? Talk to me. What are we making for Thanksgiving?
What are we doing? Okay, so we have our seasonings, okay? We have our equipment. We went shopping. I gave you some alternatives to shop, and I'll go a little more in depth when I go break down a recipe. Now we're ready to – Thanksgiving is around the corner. Now we're ready to go in. Okay. I'm going to first start with vegan-based foods as well as raw foods because a lot of our family, you don't just work from eating beef and pork and chicken and fish then jump right into raw. People get it twisted.
Right.
It's steps. So the steps, it goes like this. You go from your beef and pork is the highest level or the worst of the meats, then the chicken and fish is healthier. From chicken and fish, the transition from that is going to be your seitan and your soy protein. Those are forms of your vegan protein, which also gives you the texture. To my texture here. Mm-hmm. So when one goes shopping, you have at the store, you have your tofurkeys, you have your different vegan turkey slices and salami slices, etc., or your sausages, etc. I'm going to give you the first recipe. It's in one of our books, The City of Wellness, Restoring Your Health Through the Seven Kitchens of Consciousness. And this first recipe I'm going to give, and I'm going to first start with the cooked dishes. Then I'm going to give a recipe for more of those that are on a raw food, live food level. So if you're going to be doing your cooking for the holiday, I'm going to give what I'm known for as one of my staples, which is, give me 1 second, okay. This is what my foundation, what people love to go, it's mouth-watering. This is Ali, the chef's home-style barbecue tofu. Okay.
Oh, talk to me, Ali. You're right in my wheelhouse right now. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. This is called Let's Get Serious Cooking, okay? You go shopping, your Whole Foods, you go to your co-ops, your health food store, you go and get that tofu. Now you have the confidence. I'm going to now finally do the buy the tofu. You get one block of your extra firm tofu. You put that in your shopping cart. You go ahead and get your you get a pack of flour, whether it be whole wheat flour or your spelt flour, whatever the flour you like to use. Those that have the have allergies, you can do your spelt instead of your whole wheat. Okay, you get your flour. Then you put in your shopping cart. You like we have the herbs now. We already have our garlics, we have our parsley, our cumin, and our dills, and our olive oils already. But if you do not get that, go on the shelf and go ahead and get your garlic powder. Go ahead and get your parsley. Go ahead and get your olive oil. Now you're in the kitchen. You're home now. Oh, while you're there, while you're at the cart, make sure you pick up some molasses, some tomato sauce, and make sure you also pick up your fresh lemon and or your apple cider, your vinegar. Now, we're home now. Okay, we got our tofu, we have our sauce, we have our seasons. Now, here we go. I'm going to walk you through the dish. One block of your extra firm tofu, you're going to add 2 cups of your flour. Okay, have that ready. Put that to the side. Okay, you're going to now take into that flour, you're going to put 2 tablespoons of your parsley powder, you're going to add 1 tablespoon of your sea salt, you're going to add 1 or 2 tablespoons of your dill, you're going to add 2 tablespoons of your garlic powder, you're going to add 2 tablespoons of your paprika or chili powder, and you're going to mix that into your flour. Now, this is what we're going to do now. We're going to shake and bake.
Oh,
like how we used to do the fish. Her mom used to do the fish in the kitchen. Okay?
Right.
You get the flour, you get the batter ready. We're going to shake and bake the seasoning with the flour. Get it ready. Now it's ready. Get the flour with the seasoning ready. Now you have your sliced tofu. You have the block of tofu. It's going to slice about 12 slices. Each slice you're going to put into the shake and bake. Shake and bake it. Put it on the plate. Shake and bake the next slice. Put it on the plate. Now the tofu has a shake and bake flour with the seasonings. You take a pot. Put some olive oil inside that pot. Turn the pot on low, let it come to a sizzle. You You place about four to six slices of the tofu with the chicken bake, already baked now, and with the flour and the seasoning onto the pot. You're going to start getting that sizzle. Uh-oh, you're starting to have that smell that used to bring back in the day with the chicken and fish. It got
chicken.
That smell. Okay, got that chicken and fish smell. Why? Because of the seasoning. It's all about your flours and your seasoning, okay? So now the kitchen got the smokes going on. It's smelling good. You sizzle the first layer. You flip it to the next side. It got the nice sizzle. Now you got that nice crispy tofu with the seasonings ready. We're not done yet. Now you can eat the tofu right there. You can eat it. You can eat it from there. Tofu's done. You can chop that up, throw it with some salad. But guess what? Now we got to do the sauce. Are you ready for the sauce?
Okay.
Are you ready for the sauce?
Alrighty.
Now you gotta give them the sauce, okay? So now you can take, you got your tomato sauce from the store. You can do a basic tomato sauce that doesn't have all this stuff in it. If you want to add some things to it, I just do a basic tomato sauce with just tomato, and it might say salt in the background or on the label. Get your basic tomato sauce. You're gonna add 1 cup of black sugar molasses. You're gonna add 2 tablespoons of red chili powder, pepper or the powder. Or paprika, if it's too spicy, you don't want to do the chili powder. If you want to make a little spicy chili powder, you're going to add 1/2 cup of lemon juice and or apple cider vinegar, or those who just have regular vinegar in their cabinet. You're going to add about 6 teaspoons of stevia or agave, okay, into that. For those that don't have that, you only have honey, then do honey, okay? These are different options you have. You can do 3 tablespoons of garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of sea salt. Okay, you're going to do about 2 tablespoons of Italian seasoning, okay?
And if you want to go
further, you can add a little parsley in there. You can do a little dill in there if you want to even go further. But that's a good foundation. Mix all that up as your sauce, okay? Mix all that up, taste it. Make sure you've got the sweetness in it. Make sure it has a little spice in it, has enough salt in it. You mix that up. Now you're going to take the tofu that you did. You're going to take a pan, about 3 to 5 inch baking pan, spread the sauce on the first layer, add the tofu on top of the sauce, add this more sauce on top of the tofu, put it in the oven for about a good 20 to no more than 30 minutes, and now you have your barbecue tofu.
Wow. Okay. And those of us who have made the transition, like I said, I personally have been a vegetarian for the last three and a half years. That is probably the hardest thing to figure out, is how to make tofu. I mean, we can go out and get it places, but it's hard to, if you don't have a grasp on what tofu is and how that's working out, you're a mess at home. So that's a fantastic recipe. I'm actually excited to try this one.
I totally agree, because what happens is, again, that particular dish, it gives you the texture. When you talk about your family, you have to remember, it's all about texture. My grandmother loves when I do my tofu. She loves it. Whether I just fry it like for her like that, or I do the barbecue, because it reminds her of her texture. She loves the chicken and fish, but it's not too foreign for her. So if I was to make that at a family reunion, because listen, they're gonna have their mac, they're gonna have their ribs, they're gonna have their barbecue chicken at the potato salad. But if you can then add on to the table some barbecue tofu in there, okay? If you can add some collard greens and say, listen, can we do the collard greens this year without the fat back, without the turkey in that? Can we just do the straight collard greens so that the vegans can also enjoy the collard greens as well? These are some of the things. If they have their mac, you can give them the vegan mac and cheese, okay? And so that they can at least try something different. If they're not gonna, we're not trying to attack our family. We're trying to give them alternatives here, okay?
Right. Absolutely.
So I teach, you understand? I teach on two levels. I teach the vegan food as well as the raw. The raw food are for those that are on a higher level. Those are those that have already been vegan, and now they want to go to a higher level and want to do as much stuff cooked. So now those are people that are on what I call they're more the elite vegans, okay? But the majority of our family are Southern Caribbean soul food people. That's 95% of our family, 95% of all our families. It's only about 1 to 5% of our family that might go vegan, that might go raw food. So I teach on both levels. So based on the conversation, Ali, give me a raw food recipe, I got you. Give me a vegan-based cooked recipe, I got you. Because I understand that people are on different levels.
Nice. Okay, so you said macaroni and cheese so many times, I can't take it anymore. I want to hear the macaroni and cheese recipe.
Ready?
What are we doing for mac and cheese?
Let's go now to the mac and cheese. I'm going to go back into our book. The City of Orleans is our family book. This is one of our books that we put out a few years ago, and it was the evolution of our first book we put out over 20 years ago, which is called Heal Thyself for Health and Longevity. Now, when we did the City of Orleans, we crafted about 250 recipes to upgrade and now begin to unify the kitchens of consciousness, because people are on different food levels. I'm going to now go to page In our book of $1.99, I'm going to pull out the recipe and walk you through it now, okay? So that those that like to get the book, they can have some guidance as to how to get started. So this is one of our mac and cheese recipes, okay? One would then take their you're back at the market. We're going to walk them back to the market. We're going shopping in our shopping cart. We see on the aisle, are you going to purchase and grab off the shelf your whole wheat pasta shells or your white flour pasta shell? We used to do a white flour pasta shell, but now we evolved. So now we're going to grab the whole wheat pasta shells, okay, or the spelt pasta shells, okay, because now we're upgrading. So we have that off the shelf. Now we say, okay, are we going to do the regular cheese that we've been custom growing up doing? No, on this day we're going to try something new. So we're going to combine, take it now that's on the market. You can do, as one option, you can take your soya cheese and you can get that out because that's already prepared. Or for those who want to be more creative, you can take your tofu. I'm going to show you two versions of how you can make it. Grab your tofu now and or your soya cheese off the shelf. Put that into the cart, okay? We're also going to take some almond milk, coconut milk, or soya milk based on your level because people are into different type of alternative milks now outside of cow's milk. So we have almond milk, coconut milk, or soya milk based on your flavor. Take that off the shelf. Put that into the cart, okay? And then to add another layer to this, we're going to add some whole wheat bread or spelt bread. Take that, put that into the cart. Okay. You have your basic ingredients.
Okay.
You have your basic ingredients. Put that into the cart. Now you're home. We're back into the kitchen. We're going to open up that box of pasta shells, put that into the pot, let that boil, okay, for about a good, 20 minutes or so until the pasta shells get nice and soft. We take the shells. If the shells are soft, we put it to the sink in our cylinder. We let that drain. Okay, add the cold water to it. You know the process. Now we put that in a bowl.
Sure.
That's put to the side. Okay, boom, that's out the way. Now we're going to go ahead and grade our tofu. I'm going to give you the tofu level first for those that want to do it this level. You grade your tofu to its you can put it in your food processor. Now this is where the food processor comes into play. Take you're going to take about the full block of tofu that we went over before. Put down the food processor. Okay, you're going to add about a half a cup of water, so that it begins to get creamy. You're going to also add to the tofu. You're going to add some garlic powder, about one tablespoon of garlic powder, a teaspoon of sea salt. Okay, and then you're going to also add a teaspoon of agave.
Okay.
To the tofu. This is now in the food processor getting nice and creamy.
Okay.
Get it down, okay? So
I know there are some out here who have an issue with agave who are saying agave is really just corn syrup or something else.
You can
use
stevia. Stevia is another option. We're going to option.
Okay.
Some people are into the honey. Some into the agave. So we have the stevia. In our system, we teach about frequencies of food. Queen developed a science of pyramid frequencies. So, for example, for those that are into the I'm going to give you an example of the sugars. So people can understand there are different frequencies to sugar. So, for example, I'm pulling up the chart right now. At the lowest level of sugars, you have your artificial sugars. You have your high fructose and corn syrup as your lowest frequency. Right above that you have your raw sugar, your cane. That's one frequency above that. Above that, you have honey. But now the higher level is your black sugar molasses, your rice syrup, or your barley malt. Those are all the forms of natural sugar. Above that, you have your some people. If you want to go really there, you could take dates and raisins, soak it, and that could be full sugar. Above that is your agave. Then above that is your stevia. Stevia is one of the highest forms of your sugar. These are all frequencies all above white sugar. Because when you deal with Big Mama, okay, down south, you cannot tell Big Mama to stop doing white sugar and then try to set trip against agave.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So we understand that there are vegan centrifugals out there, and those that are saying, well, agave this and that, I hear you, and I respect that. But we're going back to the family reunion, because this time of year is Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we know they're going to get their domino white sugar at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to help them say, we cannot start attacking agave. I'm giving them options. We don't want to do the white sugar, so we have the agaves, we have the canes, we have the honeys, we have black molasses. Whatever one you want to do above white sugar, beloved, you get where I'm going.
Exactly,
now,
I love it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Now back to the mac and cheese, okay? So now, okay, let's get serious here. So now we have our we're gonna now okay. So now you have we put the first layer of the pasta. If you're gonna put half the pasta in the in your bowl that we just you know the it's sustainable we use for our mac and cheese. Okay.
Okay.
And in that bowl, we're going to now add the first layer. Half the pasta will be added. You're going to add then add the base of the tofu that I just shared, the creamy tofu on top of that.
Okay.
You add your second layer of the pasta. You're going to add a little of the milk that I told you about. You're going to add about one cup of the half a cup of the milk, coconut, soy milk or almond. Half the blood, half the tofu that I gave, half of it will be grated down in the process. The other half you will grate it. You'll break it up so you have some tofu chunks that you'll put out. You'll put that on top as the,
okay.
as the final layer. So you'll grate the other half of the tofu. You'll grate to be like to be chunked. Like it'll be you can with your hand. You can break it down with your hand, or you can take it. You can grate it on a grater. Okay.
Okay.
Then we're gonna sprinkle some of the bread I told you earlier. You're gonna toast.
Yeah.
Two slices of the bread, and you're going to crumble up the bread like breadcrumbs.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to sprinkle that right on top. We're going to add that into the oven for about 350 degrees on to golden brown. And now it's for about six people serving-wise. The other dish, the same thing applies to the tofu dish, about four to six people. And that's your basic mac dish. Now, if tofu is too much of a complication, what you can do is another option. These are for people that want to rock with the tofu. They're also on the market now. You can have your soy cheese, which is not the regular milk and cheese. Cheese, what cheese? I'm just going to give you a little science on the science of cheese for those that are transitioning. What cheese does, what the dairy does to our bodies, it forms mucus, sinuses, congestion, constipation, okay? We want to begin to have alternatives. So that's why soya is an alternative. For those that are more on the raw level, an alternative of what you can do on the raw level is to get a creamy cheese base is using cashew. So people use cashew cheese as an alternative to dealing with your cheeses. And I'm going to go into a raw food recipe shortly for those that are transitioning. But for those that want that creamy American cheese flavor, I would definitely say those that are still on the soya, that's a good alternative. When you evolve past soya protein, then you can go to a raw food. And I'm going to go into that science shortly. But so that's going to be a basic recipe you can use. So everything that I mentioned earlier, if you buy the block of soya cheese off the, from the store, basically you're going to do the same thing you do your regular cheese, you do with the soya cheese. Do your same pasta, you add your cheese the first layer, you add the cheese on the second layer, right of course, you still add your milk on top of it, and you can just do the cheese instead of doing the tofu. You can just do the straight cheese, the soya cheese, the vegan cheese that has no milk in it. They're using other ingredients to make it a creamy-based soya cheese. So you can do it with the soya cheese or you can do it with the tofu. Either way, you're going to get your mac and cheese for the holidays. Because, beloved, that's the bottom line. What are we going to have for the holidays, and what can we make vegan-wise that's going to remind us of our family when we used to go to Thanksgiving and Christmas? Because now you're vegan. And you might start to protest the Thanksgiving and Christmas. A lot of vegans do that as well. So that's a good foundation for mac and cheese.
Okay, now I have to ask, and maybe there isn't one. I'm totally off the cuff. I'm throwing you a curveball right here, and this is strictly for my own kitchen. I have to be honest,
now,
I'm trying to mac and cheese this weekend.
Stop
trying to
set your kitchen up, beloved. Give me your
curveball,
beloved.
I am trying that mac and cheese this weekend. I'm like over here, my mouth is watering. I feel guilty. so I want to know my favorite thing. And it's not that people don't make it wonderfully every year for me. They do, but it's so caloric and it's so much sugar. I want to see if you have a version that's less caloric and so much sugar. Sweet potatoes. Do you do anything with sweet potatoes again?
See, we're getting down to the bottom line. Now we're talking about the sweet potato pie. Now we're going to the sweet potato pie.
Yum.
Beloveds, let's begin. Because that's the bottom line, okay? When it's all said and done, this is all good and nice, Ali, but are we going to bring it home? Are we going to bring it home around the corner? Let's now bring it home, beloved. Okay, so we're going to now we're back at the market. Now we're back at the market, okay? We're going shopping, beloved Sky. You're going shopping, getting ready for Thanksgiving. You're back at the marketplace. We're now going still as if we're doing our regular sweet potato pie. We're going to go to the market, and we're going to go ahead and get our yams, okay? We'll get our sweet potato yams at the market, okay, in our cart. Then we're going to go ahead and pick up our cane, our honey or agave, based on your level, put that into the cart. Okay? We more likely, a lot of times, we all have cinnamon nutmeg in our cabinet already. We all have cinnamon nutmeg, so you can get more, or you can go, because it's already in your cabinet, okay? And then, while you're at the market, go ahead and pick up some soy margarine. There's different types of soy margarine you can get on the market as an alternative. They have different types of margarines, okay? So go ahead and pick up your natural vegan margarine, and we have our milks from before, soya, coconut, or almond, okay? Put that into the cart.
Right.
Now you're home, now you're in the kitchen. We're going to start with our potato. You're going to boil your 3 yams, your 3 sweet potatoes in your pot.
Uh-huh.
Put up the water. Once it's boiled and it's soft, wash it out with the cold water, peel off the skin, and put that into a nice bowl where you're going to begin to mash up. We're going to mash up the potato. We're going to mash it up.
Okay.
We're going to mash it up, okay? So we're going to mash up the potato yams and get that to a nice cream mash consistency. Now we're going to begin to add into that about a half a cup of our raw honey or agave, or a full cup of your cane juice or cane sugar, okay, instead of having the white sugar, okay? Or you could use, like I said before, your stevia. So you can do a quarter or a half a cup of stevia. Stevia is very sweet. So you can do a quarter or a half a cup of stevia, and then you add that to the mix. You add, next you're going to add your about a tablespoon of cinnamon and a teaspoon of nutmeg. Tablespoon of cinnamon and teaspoon of nutmeg. Mix that into it. As you're adding that to it, next you're going to add into the base of your pie. You're going to add into that your about a half a cup of your soy margarine, whatever margarine that you like to use. They have, I think they have coconut margarines on the marketplace now. For those that are into, you could do the coconut margarine or soy margarine.
Ooh.
Add about a half a cup of that to the mix, because the yams is heated, so it's going to melt the margarine automatically. So you add that to the mix, and now it's starting to get creamy. And now we're going to top it off by adding what? Our almond, coconut, or soy milk of about a half a cup to the mix. So now it's really creamed. The creaminess is going to be built from the milk as well as the margarine. And now you're going to taste it. If you need to add a little more sweet, add a little more sweetener. And if you need a little more cinnamon, nutmeg, add a little more cinnamon. If you feel that you need to add more, the base is done. Now we're going to go over into our pie crust, okay?
Okay.
And we're going shopping. We already have before our whole wheat or spelt flour crust.
Right.
Okay. One second, let me pull up my crust recipe. One second. So I can walk you through that real quick.
And while you're doing that, let me ask, are you opposed to ginger in this recipe or no?
No, no. Beloved, let me say this about cooking. I'm giving you a foundation. You do see, once you're in the zone, the food starts to speak to you. The food is a language. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Anytime
right.
you have a cookbook, understand, when you have a cookbook and you're going through a cookbook, they give you a foundation. All of a sudden, the food starts speaking to you. You might take away an ingredient, add an ingredient that sparks you. We're just giving the people a foundation. Okay?
Nice.
And if they want to
nice.
Throw some ginger in there, oh, you could throw some raisins in there, okay, some coconut. There's so many different things you can do to add on to the dish. But, yes, ginger, if that's one you want to rock with it as well, you could definitely go there with the ginger, okay? So now we have the base. We're going to now give them the flour. Take out your spelt or whole wheat flour, okay? You're going to take about 2 cups of your flour. You're going to add into the flour base, into your bowl, 1.5 tablespoons of your, tablespoon of your cane.
Okay.
Cane sugar will be good for this, 1.5. Okay, for the flour portion. And then you're going to add half of a teaspoon of salt. A half a cup of your margarine, your vegan margarine.
Right.
Okay. And then you're going to add 2 tablespoons of your, if you have any olive oil or coconut oil.
Okay.
Okay. Or soybean oil, which is vegetable oil. You can do that as well. And then you're going to add 2 tablespoons of cold water, 3 tablespoons of cold water.
Okay.
You're going to combine the flour, the sugar, and the salt in a large bowl. You're then going to cut into that your margarine and mix in as it begins to crumble.
Right.
as it begins to come together and begins to get that that flop, that crust feeling in terms of the crumbling effect, you're going to begin to you're going to be mixing it up, and then you're going to mix in your oil and your water.
Okay.
Okay, and then that's going to begin to make it to a dough, into a dough consistency.
Okay.
Now it's into a dough consistency. You're going to cover the dough with a plastic wrap, spread out the dough, as we know, as you do your pie, you spread out the dough with a rolling pin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cover the dough with plastic wrap. You're going to let it chill for about 30 minutes in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Roll it out onto a surface. Before you roll it out the pin, you're gonna put your dough together. You're gonna wrap it up in the saran wrap, put it in the refrigerator. When you take it out 30 minutes later, you're gonna roll out with the pin. Well, now it's harder. Okay, then you roll out with the pin, and then you put it into your pie pan, and then you add the base of your sweet potato into the base of your crust into the pan. Put that into the oven for about 350.
Okay.
And then you, about a good 30 minutes, you start seeing it turn the golden brown.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out, let it cool off. And for Thanksgiving and Christmas, we have our old school classical vegan sweet potato pie.
Yippee! I'm so excited to and this stuff, like, people don't understand. When I say that you show up over grandma's or whoever's house, auntie such and such, and they have salad, and that's pretty much salad and potatoes, and that's pretty much all you get because you know how we do it. There is meat in the vegetables. So
that's right, that's
you're just
right.
Like, and I'm truly thankful. All righty. You don't have a lot on your plate. You're just chilling with the bread. So, This has really been amazing. And last, you have a raw vegetable for a raw recipe for us.
That's right. We'll get one more recipe. That's so we can get some, the raw and the vegans and alternatives to that. Also, because what happens, like you said about the salads, we want to begin to have alternatives to some good tasting salads as well. So I'm going to give you a basic foundation you can have on that level, also from our book that you can play with from our Kitchen of Consciousness. Let me pull up that page for you 1 second.
Sure.
So we can finish you off strong. And salads are so much fun because salad is the foundation of a vegan diet. And in your salads, you can do so much with it in terms of adding into your salad. You can add beans into your salad. You can add the tofu. You can add your there's so many different ingredients you can do once you start doing your salad. So give me 1 second as I pull it up so that we can close out strong. 1 second.
Maybe we can give a brief explanation as to raw vegan is exactly what it sounds like. The food is not cooked over a certain temperature, correct?
That is correct. And it's two different levels. It's two different sides of a vegan lifestyle. You have for example, in the Italian community, okay, they do a lot of cooking. And it's Caribbean based, and they do a soya, and they do an Ita lifestyle. The whole thing is that's their lifestyle. They're not living a raw food lifestyle, okay? Seventh-day Adventists. There are other communities that are not living. See, the raw food lifestyle is a whole other level of vegan living, beloved. You understand what I'm saying? Those that are doing raw foods, you're still doing seasoning and flavor, but nothing is cooked. Vegan based lifestyle are those that could do raw and also doing cooked. Now, when you're doing your cook, yes, to answer your question, you're not overcooking your grains. You're not overcooking things where you're killing all the nutrients. You understand? So, yes, to answer your question, if I'm making broccoli, I'm not trying to cook the broccoli till it's dead and it's soft by the time I eat it. I still want to add some crunch in it if I'm going to saute some broccoli. You understand? So, yes, you're not overcooking it. You're just adding a little heat to it because you're still cooking food, but you're not trying to kill all the nutrients. So, yes, my sister, you definitely don't want to overcook your food, okay? So let me close them out with the, okay.
Okay.
Close them right now. That's on. I'm trying to find out Emil Green salad. Some of them have issues finding. So let me just give you the King of Greens, because I can't find an Emil Green salad. But I can give you. I have a pretty much proof to remember. I can just give you an idea of what that looks like. But let me give you the King of Greens. The King of Greens is one of our recipes in our book, and we're combining kale with the mustard greens and broccoli.
Okay.
So you can take in this particular dish, you're going to take your and I'm going to then give you a Ali's special avocado salad off the top of my head, special to give you an alternative. But with the king of greens, you're going to have in a bowl your kale, your mustard greens, and your broccoli head. You can do about a half a head of each of those. If you're just doing for yourself, or if you're doing for other people, you can do a full head.
Okay.
Chop that up fine into a bowl. You're going to add into that your you're going to add into that about a cup of olive oil to soothe and massage the greens. You're going to add about a tablespoon of sage. Add about a tablespoon of garlic powder. A tea to a table. When I say tea to a tablespoon, you add the first a teaspoon, you mix it in, and then you know to add a little more. You can add some cumin to that. Then we're going to add about a cup of scallions to this particular dish. If you want to do scallions, you can do onions. Combine all those ingredients, add a little sea salt, about a teaspoon to a tablespoon of sea salt, but I'll say more a teaspoon, not too much salt. And another term to salt is sea salt, is liquid aminos. We try to stay away from helimine salt. Himalayan salt is another one as well. These are all higher frequencies of salt. We're trying to stay away from the straight white salt. We want to do more of the sea salts and other frequencies of salt, transitional salts. Combine all those ingredients. Let it marinate. Put it in the refrigerator. Let it sit in the seasons. You can let it sit in room temperature or in the refrigerator for about a good 30 minutes so it's marinated, and then you're ready to eat. Now, let me give you the other level of smack to this type of salad. My favorite salads are more of the avocado kale salads, beloved. Avocado is your foundation for amazing salads. You want to add, kale is one of the salads I use a lot because a lot of times you use red leaf and green leaf lettuce when it doesn't last beyond one day. Kale lasts up to 2 to 3 days after you season it.
Okay.
You understand? Regular salad will die after the first day. So I do a lot of kale. I do kales, I do mustard greens, I do turnip greens, collards, but kale is my foundation. You do the same size cup ahead of kale. You're going to add a full avocado, a whole avocado into a salad. You're going to add some sun-dried tomato, chopped real fine.
Right.
You're going to add some fresh garlic, give me about 5 cloves of fresh garlic. You're going to add about a half a cup of fresh ginger that you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
You're going to add some cilantro. Give me about a cup of cilantro, fresh cilantro.
Okay.
A cup of olive oil. Teaspoon to a tablespoon of sea salt, a liquid aminos dressing. A liquid aminos, it's like an alternative to soy sauce. Okay? And you're going to mix all that together. Add a little chili powder or pepper or cayenne to give a little kick if you decide to.
Okay.
Mix that. What you're doing with the oil and the seasonings, the oil and the seasoning is cooking the kale as if it's being cooked, but it's being cooked with the oil and the seasoning.
Oh, wow.
So that's our raw food cooking is how do I have that flavor as if I'm eating cooked food, but I can do it on a raw food level. So that particular dish, the second thing I gave you, it's a smothered dish because the avocado and the sun-dried tomatoes, it gives it that more meatier, thicker filling of a taste. Avocado is very good for doing that.
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
And I'm gonna close you out on a raw food level with what we call our un-tuna fish vegan dish. And
talk
these are for
me.
Those that want to, okay, these are for those that want to have that natural fish taste. But they could do a raw level.
Okay,
you're gonna use carrot. You're gonna juice your carrots, and you're using the pulp of the carrot to do this. You're gonna take about. About 10 carrots.
Okay.
You're going to take about 10 carrots. You're going to juice it. It's going to give you about a half a quart of the juice. But you're going to, it's going to give you about a cup or two of juice. But you're going to take the pulp out of the juicer. Now we're talking about the juicer earlier. We had the blender. Now we're talking about the juicer and the food processor. Now this is when you have to have a juicer. Juice to about 10 carrots. Your goal, you could drink the carrot juice, but you want to take the pulp of the carrot, put that into a bowl.
Okay.
You're going to add into that some scallions and celery, about a quarter of a cup or half a cup of scallions and celery.
Okay.
We're going to then take some seaweed. Now, seaweed right now is big in the marketplace. You can get seaweed everywhere now. You're going to take the big, they call it nori seaweed. It's a big nori seaweed sheets. okay?
Okay.
That you can get at many stores now. Not the smaller packs, the bigger seaweed sheets. You're going to take that seaweed, okay, and you're going to take about 2 sheets of the seaweed. You're going to tear it up, put that into you're going to put that into the food processor or your blender.
All right.
You're going to add into that about a tablespoon of agave or the honey and or the cane and or blackstrap, all the things we mentioned before, whoever, based on your, their level, what they want to choose, or stevia, right? We're going to add some fresh parsley, half a cup, fresh garlic, quarter of a cup, a quarter of a cup of olive oil, and we're going to blend that in the food processor or the blender. If you add maybe a pinch of water to kind of loosen up a little more, if it gets a little loosened up, the seaweed's going to give you a fishy taste.
Wow.
We're going to, now that's creamed up with the seaweed and the garlic and the sweetener and your little olive oil and your little, add a little pinch of that, a pinch of sea salt into that as well, or liquid aminos into that as well with the nori. You're going to mix that black mush, is going to be like a nice paste. Mix that into your carrot pulp, which now has your celery and your scallions, and also you can probably add some pepper, some bell pepper in that as well.
Oh, wow.
About a quarter of a cup of that if you decide to put some bell pepper. Mix that together. Now, at the health stores now, they have grape seed and or they have soya mayonnaise and or grape seed mayonnaise you can get now from the health store. Go ahead and pick that up when you go shopping. Add about maybe about 2 cups, if you need to add more mayonnaise, to the tuna, because you're doing a tuna fish dish. So your whole science is like you're doing tuna. And you add about 2 cups to 3 cups at most, if you need more, to your tuna, mix it with your nori, mix them with the ingredients into the pulp, mash it up, mix it up, put it on top of a cracker, spread it on some bread. Add some tomatoes, some lettuce, and you have yourself a sandwich. You can put that into a nori wrap, turn into a nori wrap, wrap it up in the nori sheets, or you can put it in some whole wheat crackers. And now you have your vegan untuna dish.
Oh, my God.
So
okay, so now I have...
To holiday vegan holistic lifestyle eating.
I have a question for you now. I'm so impressed with what you just said. Now I have a question about the tuna. So could you theoretically take that tuna, the vegan raw tuna, put that with some of those whole wheat pasta noodles, macaroni noodles that you used for the mac and cheese? Can you combine the two of them, maybe throw a couple of peas in there, and that's a tuna casserole, or would that not work?
Now, see, now the food is speaking to you. You see, I give you a foundation. Now we have a language, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so now, see, I'm giving you a foundation so you can build up your muscle in the kitchen. When you have your seasonings lined up in your kitchen, when you have your equipment, okay, when you start getting into the basics and the flow, now the food, what I did with you, beloved, I sparked a thought. And now, beloved, the food is now speaking to you, Sky.
Yes,
so
it is.
You're now riding high, Sky, because now the food is speaking to you. So, yes, Sky, it's called Go There, beloved. You go there.
Yes. All right. I'm going to talk to you again, because now I want to try everything that you've given me. I want to get this book. I want you to tell everybody how you can get a hold of it. I'm going to get these books. I'm going to try this. I might even do like a little – some sort of demo somewhere just to show you that I'm actually going to try it. I'm not just seeing it.
Yes, keep me posted. Keep me abreast. Let Angela know what's going on. I'm here from you. However you need me back on the show, any additional questions for New Year's, for the next season coming up, whatever you need, ask the chef. I'm here for you. The First Family is here of Holistic Living. We're here to serve our people. It's been an honor to be interviewed by you, my beloved Sky. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. He's a great boy. If anybody's earned that name, it's definitely you.
And we want them, Sky, to go on our website. We want them to go on our website if they have any questions, if they want to buy our products, they want to buy our books, at www.queenofood.com is our website, so that they can buy their books, buy their products, and they can stay plugged in.
Absolutely. All right, we want to thank Chef Ali. You're amazing. I'm excited to try this stuff. You guys, if you have special people coming to your home for Thanksgiving this year, why not give it a shot? You never know. You might find something you actually like for yourself. Thanks.
Thank you.